Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 123 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today's sponsor is ZipRecruiter.com. It's funny because a lot of people have actually emailed me to thank me about introducing this company to them because it's a great company. I mean, it's just, if you're hiring anybody in your business, and this doesn't pertain to everybody, but a lot of people are looking to hire legit people to help them do what they want to do in their small business. It can be hard to hire people. There's a lot of job boards out there, and you need to advertise for all of them. But with ZipRecruiter.com, you can just go to one spot and just type in one description, and with one click, you post that job description to 50 of the top job sites all at once, and they even highlight the best candidates for you. It just makes it so easy to hire. So if you're going to hire anybody for your business, go through ZipRecruiter.com. You can do it for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Now, let's get to today's question from Rodney.
Hey, Pat. It's Rodney calling from Sydney, Australia. I have a question about online courses. I want to start getting into creating online courses so I can develop that passive income on that side of my business. And I was just wondering whether it was better to use a platform such as Udemy or something like that, or to create your own web page and host the course on this, possibly with Wishlist or something like that. And any other tips you could give me for creating courses would be great. Thanks.
Rodney, thank you so much for your question. It's a fantastic question because creating an online course is a fantastic way to generate an income. You put in the hard work up front, you create something of value, something people can learn from. They walk through step by step, something they can consume either at their own pace or at your pace, however the course may be structured. And it's something that's up there that could potentially be sold over and over again to different people. And you honestly, if you put in the hard work and it provides value and people can see that, you can make great money with your online courses. I've had a number of online courses do very well in the past. I know a lot of people who make a lot of money just from producing online courses for their audience. One resource I will give you if you'd like to learn more, and actually this person has a course on creating great online courses, and I know a lot of people who have taken his course, David Siteman Garland from risetothetop.com. He has his own product out there, and you don't need to get a product to create online courses. There are ways to do it. And Rodney, you asked about the different platforms on how to do it, and I'm going to go over that in just a second. But he is a great resource nonetheless on creating online courses for an online audience. So I definitely go through David Siteman Garland. Again, that's at risetothetop.com. Also a great friend of mine. Now, is it better to create your own site for your online course or use a platform like Udemy? Now, there's a lot of pros and cons to both, but I think let's start with Udemy. Udemy was something I was very interested in the past, and it's a great platform. What I love about Udemy is if you have content in your head and you can create, you know, decent videos that take this content in your head and share it, but you're a little technologically challenged in terms of a website, or you might be starting from scratch and not have an audience at all, Udemy might be a great option for you. Udemy is a platform, for those of you who don't know, that has the ability for you to just simply upload those videos, and it creates the course for you in terms of, you know, here's module or lesson one, here's module or lesson two, here are the worksheets that go along with it, and anything else you want to upload along with each of the different parts of your course. They have their own, you know, their own marketplace, so you would be able to be on a site where there's, you know, potentially millions of other people also looking for courses related to whatever it is that you have to work on, instead of, you know, creating your own site and it just being a site that nobody knows about yet, unless you have an audience already, like I said. And that's the benefit of using Udemy. There's cross promotion between courses as well. You can get rated and ranked, and you know, you can get more publicity and visualization on platforms where there are people if you have, you know, your Udemy account. However, that being said, you are on somebody else's platform, and if you were to build a business on anybody else's platform, not just online courses, but for anything, you know, that's something to worry about, because at any time, you know, especially if it's putting food on the table for you and putting that roof over your head, you know, if you put too much control in other businesses and they could at any point, just for whatever reason, just delete you from their resources or take you out of their lists for whatever reason, and that's stuff you can't control. For example, I know a lot of people who used to be very successful app store, and this is iPhone applications, app store developers. And, you know, they were doing apps that all of a sudden Apple just didn't like one day, and they just took them off. It killed their entire business. And so when, like I said, if you put too much into these third-party companies, it could be detrimental in the long run. Now, of course, there's a lot of people who are doing really well on Udemy, but we don't know how long Udemy is going to be around. I hope they're around for a very long time. It's a great platform. I've learned a lot of myself going through courses on Udemy. But again, that's probably the biggest thing. You know, it's always scary to rely on one particular company to do things for you. But like I said, if you couldn't do it on your own, then Udemy would be a great at least starting point for you in terms of A, building an audience, but also B, just having a platform to deliver content in a way that you know, they have the way that, you know, they've created the systems in place to teach. And so all you have to do is provide the content. And that's what's really cool. Of course, there is some sharing of profits as well that goes along with that. But that should be the last thing that you should be worrying about in terms of, you know, using a third-party company like Udemy. And there's a lot of other ones out there as well. But Udemy we'll just use for this example. Now, there is something to be said for creating your own stuff. Well, one, it's your own stuff and you have total control over it. You have total control over the marketing of it, how it looks, the experience that your audience has going through it, being able to upsell people or downsell people, you know, products down the line who are customers already, the ability to just do anything you want. The customization options are endless when you have your own course online on your own website. Using tools like WP Wishlist, which is a great one from Stu McLaren. He's one of the co-founders. I know him very well. We've spoken together at conferences, and you know, he puts a lot of care and effort into WP Wishlist. There's a lot of other programs out there. Infusionsoft has their own sort of third, you know, membership sort of thing that goes along with it to create a membership site. There's membermouse.com. There's amember.com. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them out there that will help you create your own online course. But it's not going to be quite as easy out of the box. You're going to have to do a lot of work and perhaps work with a developer to make it the way you want it to be, which is why, like I said before, Udemy might be quicker and easier. But to sort of wrap this all up, it doesn't mean you can't do both. You could have, for example, your own core online course, your flagship online course on your own site, and perhaps do an introductory course on Udemy. Or have, you know, a version that is specific for the other site and a version on your own site as well. There's no reason why you can't do that. I know a lot of people who use Udemy as a way to introduce themselves to, you know, where there is an audience. And then when people take their introductory course, sometimes it's free. Sometimes it's just paid, you know, a minimal payment. Sometimes it's a lot to pay to be introduced to somebody for the first time. But they might have content that you resonate with. And a lot of times they say, hey, if you'd like more information from me, if you'd like to be upgraded to the, you know, advanced course, if you'd like to get consulting with me, if you'd like coaching, here's my website. So, you know, you could use both and cross promote both and use one for the other. So, Rodney, I hope that answers your question. And I'm sorry, I don't know much about what it is exactly that you're doing, but I think, you know, there's a lot of options for you. And I think you could potentially do both, but I would definitely, you know, I think the best case scenario, if you have the resources in place, it would be to create your own. You know, then you could use advertising to drive traffic to it. You could even use Udemy introductory courses to drive traffic through it and to your own stuff. Because again, you want that control. You want it to be yours, and of course you'd have most of the profit if it's on your own site. Again, that customer experience and that experience through the course is going to be the most important thing. And then there are a lot of advanced tools that go along with creating online courses. You know, Infusionsoft, and there's also GetVero, which is an awesome resource that I just found that my team and I are exploring, GetVero.com. Vero is a tool that allows you to create action-based emails. So, for example, if a person completes one particular part of the course or a particular action in one of your courses, you can have it trigger an email that gets sent out saying, hey, congrats on finishing this one. Here's a link to the next one, for example. Or it could even be like, hey, I haven't seen you log in for 2 weeks. What's up? Here's where you left off. Those types of things. You know, a lot of really cool things in the advanced stages if you have your own site for your online course, which, you know, Udemy, you get to a specific point where, you know, you can't have that kind of control anymore. So, Ronnie, I hope that answered your question. Thank you so much for it. And Ask Pat T-shirt is going to be headed your way. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. Again, thank you to today's sponsor, which is ziprecruiter.com, something that you could use to save you a ton of time if you're looking to hire anybody to help you out in your small business. Instead of going to every single job board out there and advertising on all of them, just use ZipRecruiter, just one stop for posting that job description on 50 plus of the top job sites at once, and they'll even highlight the best candidates for you. So again, ZipRecruiter.com. You can try it for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. And of course, today's quote of the day comes from Winston Churchill, and that is, if you're going through hell, keep going. Seriously, just keep going. Cheers, thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.